special weather statement. Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 00 200 hours. Cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 00 300 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0 600 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0 700 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning. 0 800 hours. Sunny. 17 degrees. Good morning. 0 900 hours. Sunny. 18 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 21 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Clear. 24 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 25 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 26 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 26 degrees.
Is that testing?
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 23 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 22 degrees.
QSD, QSD, QSD. Good evening, everyone. This is Whiskey Alpha 4 Delta Sierra Romeo. My name is Pat, and I will be the net control for tonight's University of Michigan's Amateur Radio Club Sunday Night Net on the WAUM repeater and Echolink and All-Star. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed amateurs. You do not have to be affiliated with the University of Michigan to participate. The purpose of the net is to discuss club events, practice net control techniques, exchange information, ask questions, and just have fun. Break for time. WAUM repeater is now part of the All-Star system, which brings many new features to the repeater. I wish to advise you that everything on the repeater is now being recorded, both RF and Echolink. I will take check-ins in the following order: first short-time mobile and portable stations, then Echolink, then All-Star stations, and finally all other stations. New hams are especially welcome to check in. Do we have any short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now.
It's November 8th here at Bravo Echo.
NASDE, Dave, in Ann Arbor, mobile portable. Well, good evening, Dave, mobile portable. What do you have for us tonight?
Well, I'm out here in the truck again, trying to keep warm. And I will say that this past week I was working on getting an All-Star node up and going here. Although I ran into some issues, I ended up having a Zoom call with N8AR, and he finally decided that I had a very early serial number version of it, which has poor USB connectors on it, so he's going to send me some replacement USB connectors. So maybe by next week I'll have an All-Star node up and working. I'll try coming in via All-Star. That's it. Back to that.
Hey, Dave, well, that would be great. I don't see anybody logged in on the All-Star Echo Link at the moment, but maybe they're there as a hidden station or something. Do we have any other short-time mobile or portable stations? Please call now. Do we have any Echo Link stations? Please call now. Do we have any All-Star stations? Please call now. For stations, please call Net Control now. This is WA4DSR.
Kilo Bravo 6, November Uniform.
3-8 Tango Oscar.
Bravo 8 Oscar, India Sierra.
Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie Bravo.
We have a good start. I have KB6NU, ACATO, KB8OIS, and Kilo Echo 8, November Charlie Bravo. Do we have any other stations wishing to check in? Please call Net Control now.
WSAU,
this is Matt. Add a WSAU, Matt, to the list. Anyone else? 2 minutes before I start the net and work everybody in. Number one, I will not be here next Sunday to be net control, so a volunteer is welcome. And number two, the astronomy story tonight is that there's a total lunar eclipse Tuesday morning. Total lunar eclipse Tuesday morning. Totality starts at 6:04 in the morning, and it'll be 11 degrees above the western horizon. So it's happening just as the moon is setting. So if you have a clear western horizon, you can see the moon will be blood red as the light is refracted through the atmosphere. The partial begins about 4:50 a.m., and it'll be 25 degrees above the western horizon. So have a good go at it. Anyway, those are the announcements for tonight. First up is KB6NU, followed by AC8DO. Dan, any news for us tonight?
KB6NU, in the net, KB6NU. Well, thanks for the astronomical observations. I don't know that I'm going to be up that early to see the eclipse, though. In other news, talking about All-Star, well, I like to think of myself as an All-Star ham radio operator, but I'm not an All-Star station tonight, so I wait until you call for any station. And as far as the other things go, I have a kind of an amusing story. At the January Aero meeting, I met a fellow who was thinking of getting in the ham radio, and I offered to have him come over to my house and, you know, give him a demo and stuff. And so he came over, I don't know, about a couple of days later, breaker time. I had gotten my radio fixed by the guy over on the west coast of Michigan, and did a great job on the radio, but when I went to demonstrate some sideband for him, I couldn't get the thing to work. And I'm thinking, oh no, did he do something to the radio making it not work? And I didn't think so, because I'd operated FT8, and you know, FT8 uses single sideband mode. But anyway, as it turns out, the problem was like a menu selection deep into the menus, where you choose the audio source for the phone transmission, and I was totally clueless because I'm a CW operator, right? So anyway, I thought you might find that amusing. I still find it amusing every time I think about it. With that, back to you. This is KB6NU.
Jim, thank you very much for that story, and I agree, you are definitely an all-star in amateur radio, though perhaps not on the all-star station. But thank you for that that station. There's always something in the deep, deep, deep menu system somewhere which will trip us all up. So next up is ACATO, followed by OIS. Don, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO, Don. Well, it should be quiet this coming week since the students are on their break week. I can't think of too much in the radio news lately. There's been a pretty good attendance of students at, I forget her call sign, Megan's CW practice sessions Monday evening, so they're off for the break. But I've been sitting in on them. I mean, I'm woefully behind. Like, I know the letters and all, but my proficiency is terrible. Let's see, if Dan's radio that was giving me sideband troubles is Icon 7300, I feel his pain. There's plenty of menu settings, pretty deep, and you can really mess yourself up. And my FCA was pretty messed up, and I don't even know what it was, but I started all over and eventually got it working again. I've been trying to work some of the rare DXs, the DX petitions, the Sessio, and now Bouvet just got on the air. I have had no luck yet reaching any of them, so I'll keep trying. So be it. That's about it for me. Back to net, ACATO.
Indeed, it is. Thank you for the stories there. It is going to be a quiet week on campus. I was looking forward to spending some time in the office, but they're doing all the carpets in our building on Wednesday, so we've been told to stay away from the office on Wednesday. Anyway, oh well. Next up is KB8OIS, followed by NCPD. John, anything? What's the news from the shack?
KB8OIS, I'm Pat and everybody else. The students collected another donation today from an alumni who passed away. So from the sounds of it, there's some older ICOM equipment, HF and VHF equipment, power supplies, and another heat kit, 220 amplifier, I believe, this that came in. So some nice equipment. We'll showcase some of it and probably put a couple of the other radios to good use up in the shack. Back to you, Pat, KB8OIS.
Well, thank you for that news. It's always nice to get donations, but it's sad to hear that they occur mostly when someone goes silent key. Next up is Mark, NCP, NC Bravo, followed by WSAU Matt. Mark, any news for us tonight?
Not too much. I'm just hanging out at home here. Went to the Autorama last Friday. It was a pretty good time, and just trying to get used to getting on the radio a little more.
Mark, well, thank you for joining us tonight. We hope you can join us every Sunday night. And finally, on this first round through, is WSAU Matt. The closing comments are yours.
Let's see. So I guess Dan's comments about stuff that's very deep in the menus. That also kind of very much applies to analog electronics too. There's lots of things, especially when I'm younger, and didn't think so much about is something really wrong here, or am I just using it wrong as much. There's lots of things that I kind of broke or put out of alignment. That we're in alignment. Trying to fix the problem. It was actually, I didn't flip a switch or set a setting or search for the right knob or something like that, or pass something the right way, on pieces of equipment, in the past, especially, I've got this PSA-20 that I bought that, had a problem with the files weren't powered, and I think I, screwed some other things up, with some trying to troubleshoot some issues about the audio modulation. I think we're probably more user error than problems with alignment. I think I ultimately threw some things out of alignment that I don't have the right instruments to align. Either that or maybe there's actually some other broken parts in there. But, that happens with analog stuff too. That's kind of my point there. Let's see. I don't know. I'll see if I can see the eclipse and see if I'm awake. The Woodbury Gardens is kind of to my west, so that kind of blocks the view of the sky over that way. Although if I really wanted to go on a little field trip, there's a park inside of Woodbury Gardens that kind of gives you an open area and some more view of the sky from there. But I don't know that it's warm enough and that I want to go on a little field trip at 4 in the morning or what, 6 in the morning, depending on which part I'm trying to see. Let's see. And the thing I was going to actually talk about, which not radio related, is I'm starting to start to see in my garden, and some of the tomatoes are actually up to the point that they are a little seedling, so I'm kind of excited about that. I never seem to be able to get them to start right a lot of times it seems like it's very much a crapshoot whether I can get whether sticking the seeds in the ground turns into seedlings or not. So anyhow, in fact, that's kind of starting between some wet paper towel and a plastic bag, and I've been transplanting them to soil, which seems to get the germination a little bit more reliable. Anyhow, so great to get you back on it. Thanks for the internet.
Thanks for checking in. Thanks for giving us the update. And yes, gardening weather cannot come soon enough, so it'd be nice to have some warm-up. With that, we've gone through the list once. Do we have any new check-ins or rechecks? Any new check-ins or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now. Okay, one more call. Any new check-ins or rechecks for the WA4DSR Sunday Night Net? Please call Net Control now.
This is WA4DSR.
Come again, please. You're a real weak.
This is Whiskey 8 Echo Mike Victor.
EMV, welcome back. The frequencies are yours.
Thanks. This is Ed, WE8EMV, talking to you on not my best HT, but it is my best DMR HT. Have been having some interesting discussions with people who are on the TGIF DMR network, and I'm running open GD77 on this device, which makes it easy to change channels, which we can't say about most HTs out there. So in any case, thanks for taking the net, and thanks for the Eclipse news. I'll be recommending to WSAU that Freisinger Park might work out pretty well for that. It's pretty close to both of us and has a good view of the western sky. WAVMV back to that.
Go ahead. That was a good signal on that second time. So, yes, and enjoy the eclipse. So I think they occur, total lunar eclipses occur about once every couple of years at one location on the planet. So one final call. Any new stations or rechecks? Any new stations or rechecks? Please call WA4DSR now. Nothing heard. So just a reminder, I will not be able to take net control next Sunday night. So volunteers are most welcome. But we will talk to you again in 2 weeks. And until then, have a great time. And that concludes the net for tonight. WA4DSR clear.
Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 21 degrees.
This is W8EMV.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 20 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 18 degrees.